Good morning. We left off. We're learning Chag Shabbos, Chag Yudalit, Halachos of Sechita. We're learning Siman Yudalit, which deals with the issur of converting things into mashke, like ice or snow, etc. The Chayonim said that the person wants to take sugar and he wants to melt it into a drink. Oh, that's going to be mutter. So he says two arguments over here, two layers of the argument. So number one, you're allowed to pour hot water onto the sugar, even though it's going to be nimuach. We didn't mention that in Hilchos Shabbos, we will see that we do not use a klirishon, iri klirishon for that purpose. But iri klirishon is mutter. So a person wants to put the sugar in the cup and then pour onto it from a klirishon. The klirishon is the pot that it warmed on the fire, the urn that is the fire that's, you pour from the urn, from the pot into a cup, that's klisheni, and you want to pour from the klisheni onto the sugar, you got to do so. You want to put the sugar into the klisheni itself and pour from the klisheni onto it, one should not do so. But from a klisheni is mutter. So there's no problem with bishul, but why isn't there a problem that you are causing the sugar to melt? Then he says, furthermore, he does not see an issur at all to stir up the cup and melt the sugar. You're allowed to basically convert sugar directly into a mashka. Different than we said before by Shelag and Borod. So why is that? So Hayalim says, The Chayyarim says it remains an oichel. It was even when the sugar, as it were, melts and dissolves into the water, that we do not look at it as a part of the mashka. It's really an oichel. That's why when you boil the water out, the crystals of sugar will remain behind. So it's really the oichel, which is now just dissolved into very small pieces, and therefore it's in suspension in the water, but really it remains an oichel. That's how the Ben Ish Chai, his Shuvah Sefer, Rav Po'alim, quotes this Chayyarim, that's how he explains the Chayyarim. So since it remains an oichel the whole time, there's no conversion, so it does not approximate the Mashin Shizavu when you make the food into a liquid, actual liquid. And it does not approximate the issue of moilid, making something new, because it remains an oichel the whole time. So both considerations would not be relevant over here, and therefore it's going to be mutter. And this is the opinion of the Chayyarim. This has applications elsewhere. The person wants to pour hot water directly onto instant coffee. So again, one should not do so from a klibishin. So a person wants to go over to the samovar with a cup. He wants to put in the instant coffee beforehand, so that the water will hit go directly from the urn into the cup onto the instant coffee. So one cannot do so because of the concern of bishul. But with regards to the concern of this issue of you're not allowed to be marasik, as Shelag and Borod, it wouldn't apply because what you're converting, what you're doing is you're dissolving it into the water, but you're not converting it into a liquid. As opposed to the case of the snow, where you're actually melting the snow into a liquid. Now, so according to what he's saying, arguably, it doesn't even have an issur of noilad, the third consideration of noilad either, because it really never, it's not a new entity. It remains an oichel the whole time. Person wants to, has a hot piece of meat, and wants to put a little bit of fat there, the fat will melt. So So that's going to be mutter to do that, because the amount that melts is not considered that you're making a new entity, a separate entity. This goes back to the idea he said before. That's not ben. Going back to the case of the cup, it's not going back to the case of the sugar. I have to clarify more about this last point. The Mishnah results have limitations on what is mutter in that situation. Meanwhile, have a good day.